Hey, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next session in a little bit of a new vein now. We're moving into sensual touch. I trust you all had a really great week off and maybe had an opportunity to catch up or re-listen to maybe a favorite session, if that called to you at all. And I very much missed you all. Yeah, know that I didn't get to do anything like too glamorous. I wasn't, you know, off vacationing or anywhere, but kind of the reverse. We have possession of our next house, and we move in 2 weeks or so, 2.5 weeks. So we were going gangbusters with renovating and everything. So you might see some interesting things where, you know, tiles were falling on me, or one took out a little chunk of skin on my nose. And I might even have a bit of a black eye. I can't tell yet, but it may come. Well, we'll see. Anyways, so if you do see a black eye next week, you know that I've just been renovating. And if you see mortar or paint in my hair, you know what's up with that too. So could be mortar, could be paint, could be grout. It's dealer's choice, really, at this juncture. I think I got most of it out, but such is the joy of renovation life. So thank you all for your patience and your grace as we reconnect this week. And, well, the world's just been downright boring lately, hasn't it? So I feel very much called to dig in, and we'll see where the session takes us. And I got lots of messages, so thank you for all of that. And I also just really want to include the understanding that our environment is what it is right now. For some of you, that might be like, oh, thank goodness. And for some of you, might be like, oh, wherever you are in that spectrum, know that we're going to scoop all that up, and it's also going to be included in today's work. Okay. As always, just felt really drawn to maybe comment on that a little bit more directly today. And in terms of today, we are in a whole new realm. We're heading into the domain of sensual touch, as I mentioned earlier. And in this arena of sensual touch, we're starting off with transforming fear into practical action. So if that stirs anything up inside of you, and you haven't already mentioned it in a message to me, go ahead and type it on into the chat feature there. You can always do it to me privately or to the group if you feel drawn to share in that way. Okay, and as I'm just taking a quick scan through the messages here. Brilliant. Okay, thank you for all those shares, and I'll keep checking in on them. I don't always get a chance to respond when I'm talking, but you may hear a verbal response, as I typically do. Okay. So as we settle in for today's session, in this realm of sensual touch, know that we're heading into, in Chinese medicine terms, the realm of fire elements. And fire element corresponds with the heart meridian, the pericardium meridian, the small intestine, and the triple heater. I'll distill the triple heater down very succinctly, and not necessarily taking into all that it covers, but in a word or two, working with receiving, digesting, and eliminating through the three burners within the system. And that's, if case pericardium meridian is also a new word, that is the external lining of the heart, although Chinese medicine won't necessarily think of it in necessarily that realm. It's more of an emotional realm, and it works with the protection of the heart and the generation of expression of joy from the heart. So the heart and the pericardium dance really nicely together. Okay, so as we settle into this domain, into this realm, I'll invite you to perhaps begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to receive, to call in. To connect to what inspires you. What inspires you? And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go. To make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if that feels supportive, feel free to drink that in, noticing what's pleasant about this form of support, or anything else that's pleasant about sinking into this cushion. And as you're here in this mode of savoring, I invite you to also scan your body mind, looking for an area inside of you, maybe a memory or physical region that feels pleasant or even neutral. And when you land in that pleasant, neutral area, memory, taking a moment to drink that in as well and receiving its supports, its nourishments. And as we take this time to savor what's working well for us, it's an opportunity to train our nervous systems to do just that, to scan for what is working well. And as you take a moment to notice the impact of this, feel free to savor that too. Drinking it in like the nourishment that it is, perhaps. Yeah, just like that. You're doing great. And thank you for honoring yourselves in this way. Thank you for calling this work in. Thank you for arriving with presence. And thank you for simply being you and being here and you. Nothing else to do other than to be here with you and your presence. And thank you to all that's cultivated, all that's come before to set the stage for this sweet moment of connection, of presence. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages. And thank you to this very land that's nourished us all throughout all time and space. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken this land, that have stewarded this land, that's caretaken us and nourished us. A deep bow of gratitude. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And if your attention seems to get drawn to other areas that might not be in that realm of support, of peace, of ease, again, feel free to type it on into the chat feature if there's anything calling you. Or perhaps this is just an opportunity to observe. The only thing required for healing is observation. For those of you who have taken a body talk class with me, you'll probably have heard that line a few times. Yeah. So as you settle into this space, noticing what you're present to, and as we begin this session, we're starting lymphatic drainage through those areas where you might feel a little bit drawn to. Like there's something like kind of niggling in that part of you, whether that's in your mind, in your body, offering a general lymphatic circulation just to make some space to clearly see what's here for you to see. And as we run that lymphatic circulation, draining toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing alike, It's linking into the sixth house, which is in astrology. They think everything goes through those 12 phases or 12 houses. And the sixth house is very much the house of practical reassessment and being in service to our bodies, to our health. It's also the home of the small intestine meridian, which offers us discernment and the capacity to use our intellect to bring into awareness what needs to be here to serve the practical measures of our life. Yeah, not always the sexiest topic, practicality, but nonetheless, one that may have some things to look at here for you. And as we're in this realm of the sixth house and the small intestine alike, here releasing a fear of that awareness, that fear of knowing that can bubble up. And the fear behind that is really just that fear of change, fear of the unknown. The type of fear that prevents us from taking that step forward just to even explore with curiosity. Yeah, so in a way, we could sum this all up with just that fear of curiosity. And the intellect requires curiosity. The nervous system requires curiosity to perform at its best. Yeah, and here we're actually unhooking some active memories in which you were actively told to stop asking why. Stop asking those types of questions. You can't say that. That's X, Y, Z. Yeah. Anything that stifled essentially that natural drive to know, to explore, to be curious, to engage our worlds. And as a byproduct of socialization, there is a little bit of that that gets shut down. Well, there's a lot of that that can get shut down. And in addition to socialization, there's all those other pieces that we, as a culture, as a society, even in the family unit, emanates those unspoken rules, so to speak, which is, I suppose, a form of socialization as well, just on a broader scale, looking at all those inputs as to why you shouldn't look there, don't do that, just keep on the path of straight and narrow, no off-roading. And yet I know no one, no discovery that's been made, any discoverer, that stayed on the beaten path. So perhaps giving yourselves permission to explore off the beaten path. And as we open up this part of our brain, we actually open up the lateral logic, the feminine logic, not the linear 1, 2, 3, 4 type of logic that's math and science driven, but more the philosophical logic, the realm of the arts, the realm of humanity. And as we work within this type of logic framework, exploring and giving yourselves permission to allow that less than linear approach that likes to take in consideration the whole, the wholeness, and that opportunity to engage with that with curiosity, giving yourselves permission to do just that. And the words here are just simply to support that as a permission statement. I open my mind. I open my mind with curiosity. I open my mind with curiosity. Yeah, and as you do so, giving yourself permission to also explore independently of anything that you've been told by anybody else, family, culture, society. This is going all the way back to those formative years, ages 0 to 4, 0 to 6-ish. And all those times in which you were taught exactly what to do, think, be, speak, dress, etc. And as we relinquish a little bit of that conditioning by giving yourself permission to explore for yourself, your own mind, with curiosity, linking that now into the arena of the hearts. And as we connect small intestine energy to heart energy, we gradually move from the sixth house to the fifth house, which might look like a regression, but if we go all the way around, 6 through 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, circle back around, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's actually coming full circle in that arena. So it's going that direction as we link into house number five here, which is the house of pleasure, of joy, of creativity. The house of inner child, the house of harmony. And here we're actually looking at a piece of protection around the heart, specifically in the form of fat, of fat cells, of adipose tissue. And as we work with organ fats or visceral fats, this is a little different than, you know, the fat that gives cellulite. However, it's also here just as a form of protection. They share common ground. Protection, grounding. Yeah, we often judge our fats, when perhaps it's actually storing energy to not just protect and ground, but energy for vitality, energy for expression. And just like blood flows through our veins, fat is also meant to flow in a way. And as we gain weight when it's needed, we can lose weight when that's no longer necessary. It's there to support. Yeah, so as we work within this realm of fat around the heart, we're actually working with acceptance. And as we link in the consciousness of acceptance here to this arena, the thing in the way of that is actually fear, and it's culturally induced fear, the fear of quote unquote getting fat, being fat, having fat on us. Yeah. And as we release this fear around the heart, we're actually linking it now into all of the other adipose tissue, all the other fat cells within the system here, that again are often there in place of protection, of grounding, of support. So now let's look a little deeper. What is this fat protecting? What's it guarding? What's it supporting? And I'm actually drawn to age four. You may have a different age that pops up for you, so feel free to honor that. But I see this little four-year-old figuring out themselves as they transition from what they've been told to be, and they begin to explore how that actually works and interacts with their environments. And all of the protection, support, grounding energy is there in a way to, much like a baby deer finding its legs for the first time, energetically, it's carrying that same type of role to give you that buffer zone. And what if that four-year-old could hear from you how old you are now? And as you offer this four-year-old your age today, giving them permission to notice that you may no longer need these realms of protection, of grounding, of support in these ways. It may no longer be necessary. And that we can invite it into flow, into circulation. When and as needed, it can come and return, and when it's no longer necessary, it can release. Yeah, we often think of fat as this like stubborn thing, because you got to work hard to move it and lose it, and all the exercise culture things that go with that. And oh, well, that's a whole day of discussion right there, at least, if not more. But as we work with fats and another understanding that there can be flow here, even through these things that we regard, these cells that we regard as being dense or stubborn, connecting them to flow just in the same way that the heart itself can actually flow. And this heart energy that flows limitlessly, connecting that energy into the fat cells to remind them that they have the same capacity. And here we're actually releasing the fear of loss, the fear of loss. Like, who would I be if that fat could flow? Okay, and then it's linking into, in particular, the lower portion of our body, from basically the hips down. And as we unhook that fear from the lower part of our body, so too do we offer it the capacity to ground without the necessity of fat to be a crutch to stand on. Because our lower body is meant, it's driven, it's designed, it's hardwired to ground. So what's getting in the way of that? As we release this fear of loss, let's see what shifts and changes. So I'll invite you to, we're going to do this one a little bit more interactively than the other fear release around the heart itself. So I invite you to take your hands to anywhere in that lower body and connecting to the energy of fat. And for some of you that's even slightly above the hips, it's in the abdomen region, feel free to go there. But otherwise, looking at the hips downward. Any area that you feel drawn to. And as you offer your body connection via touch here, also tuning into this energy of fear and noticing if this fear had a feeling, what it feels like. What does fear feel like in your system today? Fear does have a tendency to contract. So if this fear of loss, however that feels for you in this moment, is available, I'll also invite you to notice if this fear of loss has a sense of taste or smell. If you could taste or smell this fear of loss, what would it taste or smell like? And the point of these questions is not so much to have an answer, although you may get one. It's really to become mindful and become even more present and observant. Just in case you have any part of you that's like, I need to have an answer to these questions. It's more so, it's just sitting with the question. And if answers come, then welcome them. On that note, if this fear of loss had a sound, a word, a noise, a message, what might that be? What might that be? And as we notice that, now perhaps drawing your attention to the visual. Does this fear of loss have a color, a texture, a shape, or a size? How much is here? And regardless of the shape, just noticing if this is roughly the amount of a ping pong ball, an orange, a grapefruit, a cantaloupe. If this is closer to the realm of like a volleyball, a basketball, a beach ball, even bigger. Taking your hands to the edges, and that may even be off of your body, and that's cool. So wherever this goes to for you. And as we release this, we're also releasing the belief system that you have to tread lightly, that you have to walk on eggshells, or that you have to play small. And as we release this, I'll invite you to invite that energy right into your hands with every breath. And perhaps you're making a little sound, a little noise, whatever that noise or word was. And if you didn't have anything, a little voo-ah-oom, any expression to vibrate right into that area of the body. If this part of the body could express, what does it need to express? And as you breathe this energy right into those edges of your hands, we're all unhook these. For those of you that like the countdown, in 3, 2, 1. Okay, beautiful. And as that releases here, invitation to scan your body mind, noticing if there's any areas that are feeling too empty or too void. And if any part of your lower body feels that way, feel free to call in to drink in lights, white light, gold light, silver light, any particular color of light. Perhaps it's the light in the natural world of the moon, moonlight, sunlight, starlight. And as you breathe that in, offering the body an opportunity to ground, to find support via lights, via lightness, via energy flow. What if the dance, this flow, this lightness could offer a different form of protection and nourishment, a light to your system? What might be possible? And as the energy in the foundation of the legs shifts, it offers a sense of protection around the rib cage, around that heart, to begin to open up and release just a little bit more so that heart energy can shine bright in all directions, 3D. And as it's radiating its energy through you, just noticing where that heart energy goes to. And as you connect your breath to whatever might be on the other side of that, wherever that heart energy seems to stop, we're going to do another release of fear from here as well. And it's actually a fear of being taken advantage of, a fear of being, tripped up, taken advantage of, being used. There we go. Fear of being used or taken advantage of. Yeah, there's this old set of memories here around times in which you put your hurt down, you let it go, you opened up your heart again, and in that raw state, in that vulnerable state, it got hurt again, and it felt that much more painful because of its feeling burnt in the past. Again, in the realms of feeling being taken advantage of and feeling used. So as we release that and open that up, the heart chakra is actually able to express its role in acceptance in a different form, in the form of the immune system. And as we support the immune system in resiliency, in a way of fortifying it, linking this heart chakra and the immune system that it supports into an acupuncture about 4 finger widths down the outside edge of the knee on that stomach meridian, which helps with shoring up energy or giving that fortification. And as we invite this energy, we're also connecting the planetary energy of the sun into the heart that it naturally aligns with. And giving yourself permission to have this heart expand even a little bit more, if it's available. Moving at the speed of trust for it. And as we do that, releasing some old sadness from dad's side of the family lines around having to protect the heart and that feeling sad for the entire body-mind, but in particular the heart having to shut it down and the natural depression that comes with that. And as we release that pattern of looking for deep rest, depression, in a way that also takes a toll on the system, connecting that energy within the heart, that sadness, the part where the sadness is coming off, to the pilot light of the body, the Ming Men in the low back. And as that opens up, giving the body opportunity to reevaluate, recontextualize, and reprioritize what might actually be necessary for protection, and linking that into the realm of the fat cells once again. And then as that stagnation releases, and there's more, even more flow here, coming back again to that immune system. So that way it doesn't necessarily have to work so hard to reject things. It can actually pay attention to even more realms of acceptance. So it's deepening as there's this flow through the fats and release of protection. There's this capacity to soften and fall even more gently into the realm of acceptance for that entire immune system. And with that sorted, the body chemistry is popping up to also support the immune system as it works to restore the healthy microbiome that needs to be in place in healthy right numbers to not allow those invaders to creep on in. And to quote Dr. John Beltheim, anger and fear alike are the invitations for those invaders. or that flux of microbiome population. So as we restore the microbiome population back to its fullest potential of health, with a cellular repair on the immune system, we're simultaneously running a general body chemistry to support all the microbes in your system to become resilient. Linking any bits that aren't so healthy, the pathological pieces that may have gotten a bit out of control, into the large intestine, which is handy because that's where most of your immune system lives. So as we link that, throughout the intestines, as we link it very specifically into the realm of that large intestine, linking it as well into the second house that it governs. So releasing everything through the second house to let go of things that you've accumulated that no longer serve, as the second house works with accumulations, and in particular, accumulation of our masks that we wear. The second house energy, but anything that we accumulate related to those identities, those roles, those masks that we play are attached and associated here. Okay, we're heading right back into this realm of the immune system, and we're working again with acceptance. And any need or any part of you that's like, no, I don't want to accept X, Y, or Z. Any part of you that's resisting or fighting out of a need to, again, protect yourselves, out of a need to organize around safety, which is quite natural. So this is all here for a really good reason. We're not here to judge it or beat it up one more time. But just honoring this realm of acceptance and what could actually be here without that fighting, that resisting. Perhaps there's some old patterns here that no longer serve. And to support that, we're actually unhooking any layers of the belief system of I know better, I know best. Along with that, any struggle for, having to achieve any specific goal that you may have been efforting for or thinking about, and that drive to achieve in that way, although supportive in some cases, and in many cases really, if it can transform to an easeful feeling, inspired or enthusiasm, there can actually honor as well a greater realm of acceptance. So as we support the body in releasing those old sort of goals, or that goal orientation more so, this pattern of having to orient one to achieve in that way, setting the stage for natural enthusiasm, natural inspiration to bubble up as a byproduct of the heart and its acceptance. So linking this immune system to the heart with that understanding in mind one more time. And what if we could actually fortify, make more resilient this immune system simply by connecting it to the heart? And at the very core of that heart, finding a neutral love. What could be more powerful than that? And as we offer that understanding that the heart has so richly hardwired into it at its very core, honoring again this immune system's capacity to expand into even more acceptance by linking it into the planetary energy of Jupiter and the element of wood, which both support expansion. And then we're doing a general wood-water element balancing throughout the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles of the organ of the heart itself. Releasing contracted fear with that water element to support the expansion that's available within the muscles, tendons, ligaments, within this heart that's all fire. We've taken an unconventional, in terms of TCM, approach to some five-element balancing, as Body Talk does, so lovely. And here we're actually unhooking now a bundle of belief systems from the thymus gland. That's a really key player in that immune system, where it was developing in particular in childhood. And from here, we're unhooking the energies of feeling forced or invaded. And in particular, forced to accept things that you didn't wish to accept, those limits that get imposed through socialization. There's actually some really chronic old standing resentment here. And underlying that, there's some anxiety. And it's carrying with it the energy of like, when is it my turn? When do I get to express me as an individual? So as we release this anger and the fear, the anxiety, pardon me, alike from this thymus gland, bringing in hydration to it to support the taking in of water, of joy, and releasing any other impurities that no longer serve. And then I just hear the thymus go, I accept myself. So perhaps honoring that as a permission statement for you and other parts of you as well. I accept myself. And as we come into this experience of acceptance, this realm of acceptance in this way, I accept myself. Another form of that ties into a session a while back now, 2 or 3 weeks ago, around the emasculation piece. I give up their right to emasculate life, men, women, anything in between, which is really just a form of rejection or bracing against life itself. Or defending, fighting against whatever experience life is offering. So we're actually linking this into a bit of a permissions formed as a question. What if I could just go with the flow? What if I could go with the flow? And now I'm seeing it's a bit of a satellite for those of you familiar with Osho and his Zen tarot deck, the going with the flow card. And as we become supple like water, and fluidity and flowing, we also enter that realm of acceptance on another deeper level. And as we do this, releasing that need to again fight or defend or protect, now from the neck muscles, in particular the ones closest to the midline of the neck on either side of that windpipe, that trachea. And as we release it from there, we're also releasing patterns of having to like bear down and dig deep and work harder and keep going and keep enduring, and you get the idea. And although that diligence, the capacity to endure, can be healthy, definitely, in multiple situations, this is looking at whatever pieces are no longer serving and running, getting the body mind ready to just look at that and see what's ready to go. And as we spontaneously allow for that release to occur throughout the jaw, the TMJ joints, and the angle of the jaw alike, unhooking that excessive determination that feels like you have to personally drive everything, and then connecting that into the back of the skull where we can go with the flow. And essentially, this is a very long-winded way of saying merging our will with that of the divine creator, spirit, God, universe. In a nutshell, although I think this might come from the Bible, my will is thy will. Yeah, and as we work within this realm of acceptance all the way to the point of just simply allowing life to flow through you with ease, going with the flow, so to speak, just noticing how that type of flow feels within your nervous system, within your body mind. What opens up if you were just to consider the possibility of that? What opens up if your body mind even wishes to embody some of that energy? To support that, we're running a cellular repair in the nervous system to support transition out of, again, needing to carefully manage your world. And just allowing whatever the plan is, so the force of life, creator, divine spirit, to move through you. And as we work with that cellular repair on the nervous system, it's in particular orienting to the ventral vagal portion of the nervous system, of the parasympathetic nervous system. And the ventral vagal is what actually connects us to calmness, to curiosity, to connection, to acceptance, to our organicity, our spontaneity. And as we support the cellular repair in this portion of our nervous system, running hydration for it, and introducing circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression alike, that help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And as we work with that, also balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine. Yeah, and then hydration. Supporting that intake of water, joy, releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as that circulates through the system, linking once again into that realm of the heart, this time working with its role in respect. In respect. And particularly in dynamics where there might feel like there's some power at play or power dynamics at play. Or one-upmanship or inferior-superior type of dynamics, that type of energy. And as we work with this realm of respect, especially linking into your feminine heritage through the maternal lines, actually going into specifically one of the organelles inside of your cells that you get solely from your mama, which is the mitochondria. And looking at how those belief systems have shaped this capacity for women to be respected, for the feminine energy to be respected, the feminine principles in our culture to be respected, that of nourishment, of grace, of seeing the whole, W-H-O-L-E, over the whole, H-O-L-E. So it's not so interested in pigeonholing anything, it's interested in opening up to look at the wholeness of life, the full spectrum. And I'm not sure what could be more accepting than that. Mm-hmm. So as we work within this realm of the feminine, of the yin, cultivating respect, and looking at those times in which the world may have told you that due to your skin color, due to your gender, due to your able-bodiedness, due to any other form of oppression, yeah, you deserve to hang your head in shame, or to be disrespected, or to be even abused because of that. So looking at this impact, so to speak, of a form of oppression through the lens of disrespect. And however they got hardwired into your maternal family lines, impacting the mitochondria, which are the little power engines. They're meant to give us energy, not to weigh us down. They're meant to give us energy to move and groove, when sometimes that energy can feel like it's gone up and went, I know. So as we work with restoring the health of the mitochondria, I actually see old like smoke coming off, which is a sign that we're, for me, that we're deep within the family lines. It's actually going back 17 generations, and we're restoring the natural fire elements. I'm not sure if Chinese medicine would say that, you know, per se, the mitochondria are all about fire, but five elements is everywhere in every part of our body. And I would associate the mitochondria with the fire elements. That's just a me thing. So as we restore the fire, so to speak, at that cellular level, know that in every cell there's thousands of mitochondria present. So you have thousands of little things, tiny, teeny things, supporting your energy, supporting your fire. And we're linking that into the solar plexus chakra to digest your life, your experience, your emotions, the world at large, with the vitality that you need to support your making sense of what's happening, your digestion of what's happening, your discernment of what's happening, and how it is you're expressing your emotions with what's happening. Restoring healthy fire. Yeah, to open up to perceive through the lens of the yin, the wholeness, the lens of not needing to pigeonhole, but the realm of lateral logic, not linear, the realm of the feminine. The realm, perhaps, even of the natural world. Not to paint the natural world as feminine. It definitely has a flow of both, but whenever I get a little stuck in my thinking, I look at the natural world. How would the trees deal with this? How would the animals deal with this? How would the plants deal with this situation? If we could think of it through their lenses of how they may view the world. Okay, so as we work with all of that, heading right back into house number 6, house of small intestine, of discernment, of intellect, of awareness. On a particular drawing in that realm of awareness here. So based on the feminine, bringing in awareness, what's possible to see from here, and linking that into all five senses, which are also the realm of the feminine, engaging your world through a sensuality to give rise through healthy awareness. As you open up to look a little bit deeper than perhaps, you know, what you were told or what you've been programmed and conditioned through those early formative years, to reevaluate what's necessary for you in this moment. And whatever is not necessary, running lymphatic circulation, and particularly doing that through the very core, the very midline of the body, as well as through the chakras. Ooh, no small thing. We're going actually through all 7 chakras. Starting at the base and working our way up through to the crown. And then linking all 7 chakras into the spleen, which is the big head honcho when it comes to lymph stuff, according to Chinese medicine. And one school of thought is thought to be a gigantic lymph node. So as we release that all to the spleen knows what to do with that all. And we're also giving the spleen permission to not have to carry the heaviness of the world, but rather to carry the lightness of its flow, of its being. And to drain anything that's no longer needing to be in its field. And taking in what's actually relevant for this spleen to continue to support releasing of, again, gunk, toxins, waste, overthinking, overanalyzing, low self-esteem alike. Yeah, what if we could give the spleen permission to not have to work so hard either, to have to carry the heaviness in that way? So as we release any bits of that, I see Mars energy come in. Mars is sometimes about division, and compartmentalization can be super healthy in lots of ways. We're actually going to link Mars energy into Venus to support the, again, embrace of the feminine and thinking outside that box, lateral logic, opening up to nourishment through the lens of Venus. As we support the spleen in moving from Mars to Venus, dialing down Mars, enhancing Venus energy. Supporting the spleen in re-embracing, reclaiming its natural yin energy that's here. Almost as if the spleen was trying to do its role through the lens of the yang, through the masculine, to create action, to make something happen, versus just allowing the flow of what is to move through the system. Mm-hmm. And then linking that all into house number 12, house of releasing, surrendering, letting go, house of allowing. Yeah. Invitation to breathe here as we tap this part out. Apparently this was for Charlie as well. If you heard a little background noise in my end, that was Charlie having a little cough. He's just getting over a cold. As we pause here, we're actually going to take 30 seconds or so just to let that piece download and integrate. Perhaps noticing how the body mind wishes to breathe for these next few breaths. Beautiful. And then we're heading now into the skin, in particular the receptors that register touch. And linking that into the brainstem and the hypothalamus, which is the center in our limbic brain that governs, oh, so many things, but lots of set points. So honoring our breath rates, our heart rates, our body temperature rates, our metabolic rates. It also works with the formation of the chemicals that correlate to your emotions. Your emotions are actually physical, in a sense. They have a neural peptide that forms with them. And as we work with this realm of the brainstem and the hypothalamus, there's a fair amount of adhesed tissue. So we're just going to unwind that to allow greater communication here. And in doing so, allow for that respiratory center, in particular in the brainstem, to connect to the energy, well, two things, energetic circulation as the lungs support, along with our connection to, again, spirit, to creator, to universe, whatever the word is for you, to the divine, to the eternal. And as we connect the breath there, this respiratory center in this way, imagining perhaps that we're even breathing in unison with that energy of the divine, of creator, of spirit. All defined by conscious integration. And linking that into diaphragm to intestines to support any flow, release of emotional buildup that no longer serves, and releasing that to the intestines to supportively flow that on out of the system. And as it does so, working with, again, those receptors of touch and releasing any bits in which, any emotional buildup in which there was cases where you had the form of touch that made you hold your breath. You know, when you're like, you got a little bit shocked and there was something that was shocking that touched you, like maybe somebody touched you with a cold stethoscope, or that's just the image I have coming into my head, or their cold feet touched yours and there's this like, this type of energy where there is some shock that came with it. And we're actually releasing shock now via the breath cycle. as well as switching technique, which helps to cope or deal with stress, along with releasing old cases of shock energy via these kidney 27 points. Kidney 21s, my gosh. Kidney 27s? I'm blanking. Switching reflex points. I'm having a menopause moment, forgive me. Yeah, and as we work with that all, there's enough body talkers on the call that you all know the switching reflex points. As we work with that energy of coping with this stress and releasing old shock from those times in which touch itself was shocking, we're also releasing in particular the coldness, the feeling of like this is so impersonal. And that coldness almost being synonymous with the energy of fear. And as we release that coldness, this fear, bringing in the natural energy of the heart, of the fire, of the warmth that flows with it, the warmth that comes from expansion itself. And anytime we're like, shock, there's that momentary contraction of shutting down. So this is the undoing of those old memories that are stored somatically within the cells, within the muscles, within the nerves. And on the other side of that, there's also this, like, why wasn't anybody looking out for me? Why wasn't anybody protecting me? And we're releasing that from the adipose tissue, the fat cells. And then we're linking the TMJ joints to the sacroiliac joints, the jaw joints to the back of the hip to support digestion, taking in life and opening up to possibilities where it may not have even seemed like there was any before. As we open up to digest life, including experiences, emotions, and all that goes with the world. Also linking that into circulation of, in particular, neutrons. I don't see this one come up a lot. And I love it when it does. As we circulate neutrons of the little guys, the neutrons are like the heavy hitters. My football is dicey by far, to say the least. But the people who are like the defensive people, are they linemen? Whatever they are, the one that protect the quarterback. I often think of them like that. And as we work with that, I see it connecting all into the feet to ground into the earth, as well as to receive Mama Earth's energy and lifting that up through the system. And as that energy of Mama Earth rises with maternal love that she naturally carries, sending that into the kidney meridian and then the nervous system. And doing an emotional release of sadness from the feet and where they touch onto Mama Earth. Almost a sadness from the earth herself around just connect. Connect and allow this flow of earth energy to move through you. Feel the warmth of this earth. Feel the warmth of this nourishment. Feel the warmth of this land. And as the feet become even more present to all that they're supported by, through that kidney meridian energetically rising all the way through it up into the head brain, and allowing the intellect, the small intestine energy that is very present often in the head brain, to receive that same warmth. What if your ideas, your thoughts, your opinions, just as they are fully welcomed here? What if you didn't have to fight to prove them? What if you didn't have to convince anybody? What if there was no doubt that was driving any of that, but you could stand softly in the assurance of your sense of self? Your wholeness. And then linking that all into one more emotional release of overwhelm from the feet. Yeah, and coming from the soles of the feet, releasing that overwhelm here. and in turn allowing for those centers of receptors, pardon me, of touch that are present on the feet to become even more in touch with the support that's naturally here. And the only thing missing was our presence, perhaps. Beautiful. And as we tap this one out, feel free to tap your feet. You can tap your feet on the floor, or if you can bring your hands right to your feet and tap them. Feel free to wiggle woggle your toes, your feet, and just bringing in some energy and small movements. Perhaps checking in with the feet to see how they want to tap or move. And with each little movement of the foot, I see this release of hopelessness, of despair. Just beginning to leave the system all on its own. In this place of deep acceptance, what else is possible to leave the system, to detox in a way? What if there is nothing left covering up this connection to the earth, to love, to maternal nourishment, to the feminine, to the yin, to your joy of your heart? Perhaps giving that one more round of breath. I went a couple minutes over time, although I started a couple minutes late since we were having people join the call. Know that I have, based on what came up, a beautiful song to share with y'all. It's about 2.5 minutes left. And this is an artist that a Buddha and Butterfly member turned me on to recently. The artist is called Mamuse, M-A, capital M-U-S-E, and the song is called One Woman's Prayer. I invite you, as you receive and take this work in, to perhaps even take your attention to any part of you that feels pleasant or neutral, or to just bathe as you are in the energy that you're present to. For nothing needs to change when we're in this state of acceptance.
Father, Earthly Mother, Divine Seer, that sees, create me again, take me in your hands, bring out what's inside of me, guide me in these times while war is being waged. On my family, oh, make me an instrument of song, that I might learn harmony. Anchor into me the rhythm of living love, a song in which I can believe. Take my hand, lead me onward. May I become the woman I am meant to be. Give me strength, keep on walking even when I cannot see. And I will carry the torch from those who have come before to those who have yet to be. Oh, make me an instrument of song that I might pass on harmony. Anchor into me the rhythm of living love, song.
May you all be anchored with the force of living your love as you walk in darkness, lightness, everywhere in between. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All the love. Thank you so much for being here and calling this in. And do feel free to hang out if you would like any additional one-on-one supports. Okay. Bye for now, loves.